Really excited for this one. We're about to see a world-renowned artist come to the region, specifically to Whitehaven Beach. You may have seen his work before, and it's going to kick off again with another mass nude photo. Spencer Tunick joins us right now. Spence, what made you decide on Whitehaven Beach?
Well, I visited there with my wife. I think it was 2001, and I thought, how would I ever convince all those tourists on all those boats to get naked? And I thought I could never do that alone. So now that I have some very generous art sponsors, the Iconic, I'm able to actually fill up a few boats with people and get them to the islands.
This is a very different concept, something that probably Whitehaven Beach has never seen before. Tell us a little bit about what you're asking for people to come down and do.
Well, I think everyone's very familiar with naked people on a beach. That's not something new.
Not a Whitehaven, though.
but to take their, you know, actually make a work that really orchestrates people into different positions. Hopefully I can make some artworks that will be very compelling and that the people taking part in them will feel fulfilled and dignified.
Yeah, it sounds really different. I mean, having a whole bunch of, you know, people naked on Whitehaven Beach, it's going to be a spectacular sight, that's to say the least. How many people are you trying to get there?
Well, we're trying to get 50 to 100. Now, that might seem like a small amount for me, but having worked with 5,000 people in front of the Opera House, but we don't know how many adventurous people will travel from different parts of Australia.
Now, how does the registration process go? So you say are you asking people to sort of send them photos of themselves first so that you can make sure that you are getting the diversity in there?
Yes, we want people to send photos. So, you know, not only diversity, but also different shapes and sizes and ages. I'm not choosing the participants because I would be overwhelmed with amazing photos, but the Iconic is. They're going to be choosing.
Fantastic. Now, look, Whitehaven is known for having some of the whitest sand in the world. Is there a fear that one or two people might just blend in with the sand?
Well, you know, that is true. That is true. But I think a lot of photographers use tricks to make it the beach even whiter than it actually is. But you know something, maybe I'll use that trick as well.
Who knows? Okay.
Now, if people want to get involved in this, they can head to the website at seaearthchange.com to get themselves registered. This is a chance to be a part of something pretty spectacular, which is happening in our region and something that will probably get a lot of, worldwide chat as well. So Spencer, thanks for choosing our beautiful region to come up and do some of your fantastic artwork. And thanks for your time this morning.
Sign up, be brave, take a leap of faith. Come on, get up there.
Woo-hoo.
Or down there.
Oh, yeah. Get around it, Spencer. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you.